Before we get to what could happen in Texas, let's step back and look at what's happening across the country. If you watch a lot of cop shows and courtroom dramas, you might think the death penalty remains popular.
Render your verdict, Mr. Foreman.
As to the first count of the indictment, murder in the first degree, the sentence of this jury is death.
No!
But in reality, public support has waned. So while I really hate to do this, I'm going to kick off this story with some statistics.
In the late 1990s, Pew measured support for the death penalty at 78%. And its poll last year placed support for the death penalty down at 49%. You're looking at a 29 percentage point decline.
Robert Dunham is executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center. He says beyond the Pew Research Center national poll, there's a telling local one here in Texas. Last year, as part of Rice University's annual survey of attitudes in Houston, it asked people what's the appropriate punishment for murder. Only 27% said the death penalty. Dunham says the poll is significant because finding out what people in Harris County think provides a good snapshot of attitudes in a large urban center.
But Harris is even more significant because it has produced more death sentences than any other county in the United States except for Los Angeles.
But are the polls right? Well, in this case, Jordan Steiker says we have pretty good real-life evidence that, yes, the death penalty is losing popularity. Steiker directs the Capital Punishment Center at the University of Texas School of Law.
When you have, 15 or 20,000 homicides a year and to have a couple dozen death sentences, no one can seriously argue that the death penalty is a significant part of the criminal justice system. It's not a significant part of how we respond to crime. It's not a significant part of how we respond to murder.
In 2016, there were only four new death sentences issued in Texas, with Harris County issuing zero death sentences. Compare that to 1999, when 48 people were sentenced to death here in Texas. So what changed? Lots of things, actually. Botched executions and inmate exonerations went a long way to weaken public trust. Death penalty cases are also exponentially more expensive than a regular murder trial. And starting in 2005, Texas juries were able to consider life without parole instead of death. Jordan Steiker says jurors are also just more sophisticated now. They take into account the criminal's life before the murder was committed. He says that includes a much better understanding of mental illness. Take, for example, the 2012 mass shooting in an Aurora, Colorado movie theater.
A huge loss of life, incomprehensible, terrible crime, but you also had a defendant who had very significant mental illness, and that, prosecution did not produce a death sentence.
So the death penalty appears to be on its way out. But the first thing you should know is that as long as people in Texas want to use the death penalty, it's probably going to be here to use. So don't get too excited or upset about any bills filed to end the death penalty in the 2017 legislative session or any subsequent sessions. So then what about the courts? Could they intervene and stop the death penalty from being used? Well, they haven't so far. Even when pressed with new arguments on whether the current drug cocktail used to carry out executions is constitutional.
The Supreme Court hasn't been very welcoming of challenges to the drug protocol. The Supreme Court's issued two significant decisions addressing challenges to the use of drugs and the risk of unnecessary pain given particular protocols, and has rejected both of those challenges.
So really, if the death penalty in Texas does die, it may be in the way that many old laws die. They remain on the books, but they just aren't used. In Austin, I'm Ben Philpott.